off. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Tesla CEO Elon Musk backing out of his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
His lawyers claim Twitter has failed to comply with its obligations. For their part, Twitter's board chairman Brett Taylor says, I want the deal and I'll sue to enforce it. As for Musk, well, he's accusing the social media platform of a bit of trickery. Quote, sometimes Twitter has ignored Mr. Musk's requests. This is according to his lawyers. Sometimes it's rejected them for reasons that appear to be unjustified and sometimes unusable information.
Musk says that Twitter has failed to provide enough evidence regarding the number of fake accounts. Twitter said this week that it removed 1 million spam accounts every day and that fake accounts represent less than 5% of its user base. Twitter says it will sue Musk to complete the deal. Following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade 2 weeks ago, President Biden signed an executive order geared towards protecting abortion rights. The president speaking about some of the order's provisions.
The executive order directs HHS to identify ways to expand access to reproductive health services, like IUDs, birth control pills, emergency contraception.
President Biden is calling for Congress to codify Roe v. Wade into law. He says Democrats don't have enough votes to do it. The June jobs report came out Friday, which showed that 372,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden praising the report. However, Republicans say that inflation still remains high, reaching 8.6% recently, and that gas prices continue to be at an unreasonable level. The assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drawing outrage from world leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that Abe was an extraordinary partner. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin now have new regulations.
Wisconsin State Supreme Court rules that absentee ballot drop boxes may only be placed in election offices. The widespread use of the drop boxes in Wisconsin was a key point of contention for former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election. The official results say Trump lost Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. The new rule will apply to the state's upcoming primary in August. The court did not rule on a question about whether someone other than the voter can return their ballots. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Mortgage rates are lower for a second week in a row.
Mortgage rates fell last week. That may be good news for prospective home buyers, but it's not good for the economic outlook because it shows recession fears are rising. Freddie Mac says the average rate for the 30-year fixed mortgage is 5.3%. That's down nearly 0.5% from the prior week, but it's still up sharply from a year ago when it was a low 2.9%. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Comedian Dave Chappelle has a new Netflix special out where he addresses the controversy regarding his transgender joke material.
Dave Chappelle dropped a surprise special on Netflix titled What's in a Name? The special is a 40-minute speech recorded at Chappelle's alma mater, the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, in which the comedian addresses the backlash he's faced for material in his stand-up. The speech was recorded at the ceremony to rename the school's theater after him. This choice was criticized by trans activists due to Chappelle's jokes about trans women referring to themselves as women. During the speech, Chappelle addressed the controversy. He stated his biggest problem with this was the students' objections to his material were attacking his freedom of artistic expression. Michelle Bellino, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.